Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The U.S. and Israel attacks on Iran has led to the almost complete closure of the Straits of Hormuz, through which about 20% of the world's oil is shipped. With this supply decline, coupled with the use of oil for fuel and so many manufactured products, oil prices have surged. At the same time, many oil-exporting nations in the Middle East are suffering cash flow problems from losing the ability to sell and ship their oil production. As a result, governments of several Middle East oil-exporting nations have sold some of their gold reserves. This temporary increase in supply has resulted in a significant decline in the price of both gold and silver from the record high levels earlier this year. What you have to understand is that traders who have sold short paper contracts and commodity futures and options contracts are facing massive losses when April contracts mature this week, or traders are forced to mark their contracts at the end of this month, which is also the end of the calendar quarter. As a consequence, right now there is massive paper contract trading trying to hold down prices as much as possible through the end of this month. Just on Monday this week, world prices for gold and silver were extremely volatile, with prices ranging as much as 10% or more from their lows and highs. As prices of paper gold and silver contracts fell, that led to a huge surge in demand to purchase physical metals, pushing prices back up. The points to keep in mind are that none of the factors pointing toward higher gold and silver prices soon have changed. The U.S. and other governments are ramping up inflation of the money supply and adding even more debt to already unsustainable levels. COMEX's registered silver inventories have declined by two-thirds over the past 6 years. Physical demand for silver from manufacturers is so strong that many companies are now purchasing output direct from the mining companies instead of trying to acquire metal from commodity trading markets. Protect your finances by purchasing some bullion price physical gold and silver today. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.